Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you, brother. And it's great to be back with you. And yeah, that was fun to watch yesterday. Clearly, the two best players in the world. Clearly, not even close. The way those two have dominated, going back and forth, and yesterday, Sinner, the number one player, beat the number two player in Alcaraz, and which was really interesting. You know what's funny? This is one of those not a lot of people care about. They were talking about it during the match. Woody, I watched a lot of that too, of course. You know, while we're going through this list, my dad likes to watch sports. That's what we do. We take sports to a new level, man. He likes sitting that big couch and just watch them all. But they were talking like these guys get coached by two or three guys on every shot. After every friggin' shot, they look up and they look at this coach, at the coaches. Not one, sometimes two, sometimes three. And the players look up there, either really happy and fist pump or for some help. And I'm thinking, you're the two best players in the world. You played against each other. Do you really friggin' need help? Like all this coaching? And John McEnroe, Pat McEnroe loves it. Oh, no, it's great. They do it in football. It's a terrible example, by the way. Yeah, they coach every play, exactly. But I love that John McEnroe comes out and goes, no, I hate it. Like, you practice all week. There, you don't need to do it. You get this thing. You have a day to prepare for who you're playing. You come up with it. You put in all the work. But to go over there every play and friggin' complain or, and they all do it, men and women, always look up. And I love this one. When they start playing poorly, they start screaming at their box like it's their fault. Women are terrible about this. They look up and they start ripping the coach. Of course, the guys are bad too. Just as I said that, the guys are whining too. I'm like, why are you whining? They didn't hit. They didn't double fault. They didn't spray one deep. They're not the ones playing back. It's you. I love it. All right, so got to get in some other stuff here this morning. Just coming back, and I missed the whole Asante Samuel Sr. podcast, and he decided to come out and dogpile. I guess this, are we just going to call them the last of the dogpilers, the Asante Samuel podcast? Because he went after Mike and Chris and the pushover and no backbone and like, okay. So, all right, we did a dogpile and you're the last kid to jump on it. You're the big kid that came in and jumped on everybody and at the end there. The weird one about this is Asante Samuel Jr. is looking for a job once he gets a green light to play again. He had neck surgery, pretty serious stuff, anytime it's neck surgery. But he's supposed to get the green light to sign and start playing here real soon. And so he's looking for a team. He's 25 years old. He's got 47 starts. He got hurt early last year, but he's been a starter in the NFL. And the Dolphins, obviously, if healthy, and the doctors sign off on Asante Samuel Jr., they'd be interested in him. So I had people calling me going, well, they're not interested now that seniors saying bad things about Mike and Chris. I go, yes, they are. As soon as that agent called for Asante Samuel Jr. and said, hey, that's his dad. He's just trying to hype up his podcast. That's not coming from Jr. He'd love to play for you guys, and you're on his list. Staying home and playing is something he'd like to do. So it could still happen is my point. No matter what was said on the podcast, these guys all looking to get paid. There's a group of them, and Asante's going to be one of them too. There's four or five guys out there that are looking for the right situation where they can play and make the most money. This will be their last go around for some of them. And they got to be looking for the best situation for them to have success and play and maybe make some extra money. So I'm curious to see how this thing plays out because the Dolphins need one of these guys. Zach Seeler contract's got to get done. Something's got to get done. You put yourself in a situation. You paid a whole bunch of guys a lot of money a year ago. And I get it. I know this is a different deal this year. Jonnu Smith just found out too. We're not paying you more money. But the Zach Seeler situation is a little bit different because Zach Seeler, first of all, sacks are important to the Miami Dolphins. Most important thing. Not tackles for loss, not 90 tackles like Christian Wilkins did. It's sacks. Zach Seeler goes, hey, man, double-digit sacks inside. 2 years in a row. Then on top of that, I got a whole bunch of young dudes, three of them that you drafted. They're asking me a zillion questions. I would say you want them to play the way I play and want them to learn from me. I need to be taken care of. Biggers, Phillips, and Grant, Benito Jones, those guys going to be looking to Zach Seeler for leadership. I think you have to somehow take care of it. I know they don't want to spend any more money after what they did last year. I mean, they emptied it out last year. But Zach Seeler's got to get taken care of, period. That guy's got to get paid. Well, we just did, Joe. You're wrong. No, I'm not. He needs to be paid. This is his last go around. He's sneaking up on 3-0. He wants to get paid one more time. I've outplayed my contract. I need more money. Plus, my role on this defense is very important. And the last thing you want with all those young guys in camp is Zach Seeler standing on the side. What do we call it, Woody? A hold-in? Is that what it is?
Yeah, hold-in. Yeah, hold-in, yes.
But you do certain drills, and then you go, oh, this one's physical. I'm out till we get this deal done.
We need a smooth camp, man.
Yeah, we just don't need any drama.
Here.
That's Woody, right on, man. Right on. We don't need drama in this camp. We need everything to come in, and Mike's talking football, not about somebody not happy with a contract, or are we bringing in more corners, or what are we doing?
This whole season to me like hinges on those first few weeks, man. Like if they get off to a slow start, Indy, New England, like you don't beat those teams, I just think you're in for a really, really rough go, man.
No, I agree. The problem's been at the end of the year. So,
well, that might be a problem regardless, though. Like the schedule does not set up well for them at the end. Then they got that middle stretch with the Washington, Baltimore, and Buffalo thing, which is going to be a tough stretch of games. You got to win the first two, though.
I know
New England say, look, by the way, New England's like the hottest team, you know, that everyone's talking about. Apparently, they're going to be the surprise of the NFL. Like everywhere I go, man.
They had the combination of a lot of draft picks and a lot of money for free agency, and they blew it out now.
It's like they want that team to turn around at all these networks.
They overpaid to get some really good players. I get it, but
Indianapolis, right, like if you're not, you know, you can't go in there and beat them, Joe. You got problems.
I agree.
And you start 0-2 or even 1-1 would not be ideal, right? Especially going into that Bills game.
You want to get that Colts game. And I'm not putting the season ends after one game, but
if that game is a disaster and you look bad in that game, I mean, that's why you got to have a good camp, man, because this season you got to start fast with this thing.
You do.
The rest of the way is tough. You got to give yourself a little cushion there.
Perfect conditions, man, that first game of the season, indoor track meet.
Yep.
Get after it. You're right. Get after it, man. No question. Get after it. You can do it. So that's going to be a big one. So anyway, hopefully it's drama-free and everything gets taken care of. And then, hey, listen, man, I think it's pretty clear to the coaching staff, the front office, and the players, they hear what everybody's saying. They hear what everybody's saying about them, right? And so you got to rally together, man. The old us against the world. Let's go. We're the only ones that matter. So that's what they need to do. Just get after it.
Well, the other thing is, I can't, like, for once, Joe, in this whole 25-year stretch, maybe they just surprise people, you know, and beat the expectations. I feel like almost every season through this whole drought that they've just, like, you know, there's an expectation for this team and they fall short.
Yeah, this started long before these guys got here. You know,
yeah, right? Of course. But yeah. I just don't think there's any expectations for this team this year. I think people think this is going to be – I think people think they're going to go under that win total of 8.5.
You know the teams, right? You got Panthers and the Saints and the Browns and the Jets twice and Patriots twice. You got to
– Sure.
You got to win those games.
Yeah.
You got to win the majority of those games right there. That's a lot of wins I just named.
They weren't wins
Panthers,
last year.
Saints, Browns.
Those were tough games last year. Remember how the Browns gave
They're
a pretty
all tough.
Good fight?
Patriots, first game, tough. Jets beat us. Almost got us twice. There might be. Hey, listen,
the Patriots are the
be.
Most improved team in the NFL. If you listen to any show that they have going, any national show, they'll tell you how improved they are, Joe, how great they are now.
A little love affair.
Yeah.
Love affair going on right now with Drake May going into year two. And everything else, we'll see. I'm not crazy about their wide receiver room, but we'll see. I mean, they can run it and get physical and all those things.
But you know how these things go with off-season hype.
Hey, almost everybody feels good about their team. Almost everybody. By the way, Cleveland Browns get more bad news. You can't make that up. Their second-round pick, their big running back out of Ohio State. Do you see that? Man, it's unbelievable. Last thing they tell you after minicamp. Hey, guys, stay out of trouble. Enjoy your last 5 or 6 weeks. Stay out of trouble. But I got to tell you, man, putting hands on a woman, there are certain things in NFL are big no-nos, and I don't know what happened. Matter of fact, I think it happened in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, why does it always have to happen down here?
Well, because everybody comes down here. Which you've had a boatload of money with a young guy, be down here too. Fort Lauderdale, Miami, somewhere in between. All those clubs, of course. But, man, they're counting on that guy. Big, strong running back out of Ohio State. Wow. Cleveland must be – what's next? What could be next after all this stuff? All right, we got to go to break here. We've got more stuff to get to this morning as we continue on here on a Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. And Woody, how's the new home going? Good?
Good.
Like
yeah,
it?
So
you're
far,
getting used
so
to
good.
It? I want everybody to know, Jerky, that you're no longer a 305 that you used to brag about. You're a 954
now.
All right, just so.
I've lived in all three counties now.
You have?
Yeah.
You have to tell me how that they all match up with each other. It's from Boca to Miami.
I will. I'm hoping Broward's kind of a good, like, in between, you know, the madness of Dade and the quietness of Palm Beach.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I got myself an Equinox on this trip here to in California. Man, is it nice. Boy, it's one thing to talk about it every day. It's another to drive these new ones, man. The all-new Equinox. Boy, it's got so much room. It's so fun to drive, and I've been all over. Man, I have been all over in this Equinox. And matter of fact, if you're starting to look around for a midsize SUV, your South Florida Chevy dealers want to let you know, it's not just the all-new Equinox, it's electric Equinox SUV too. Got it all for you. Got the great look. Got all that space for you and your family and friends to really enjoy your summer vacation. Matter of fact, when it comes to SUV and truck family, boy, it's hard to beat what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. We got some great-looking Tahoes and Suburbans. Man, I'm telling you right now, then right down to Silverado trucks. We make a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. I want to let you know, man, we've got dealerships all over South Florida. So this summer, if you're starting to look around for something new, before you take that vacation, staying away from those airports, I don't blame you. Hurry to your local South Florida Chevy dealer today.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I miss. I miss that Okeechobee. I do. I'm not sure where Okeechobee is, but man, I love that.
Wherever it is, there's an accident
Okeechobee.
Every morning, apparently.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
We're getting all those roads fixed, man. There's going to be it's going to be better
so
down
I hear,
the road.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That Golden Glade's got to be the top priority, though, man. Now that's part of my morning commute.
How long is that little project going to take?
Well, it was a mess this morning.
Well.
One lane merging into 95, probably not ideal.
Woody, that's why I'd recommend you try the 4 o'clock program.
I know.
I know you're not a...
Be a zombie.
Not your deal. No, I get it. Well, we'll get you all juiced up on coffee.
Yeah, right? I need to get on the coffee diet.
When you come in and have too much, and you can have high blood pressure and all that stuff, too. It's like, no problem. So good for
I look
you.
Forward
Just,
to
worry.
It, Joe.
Yeah, I got here today, and he goes, you still drink like 5 or 6 cups in the morning? I go, yeah. We got plenty. I told him.
Don't they have a better setup there, though? Like, don't they have, like, food and drinks and stuff for people?
Sacramento's got it rolling.
Yeah.
I told Jonathan, who's... Jonathan, better be careful because there's a chance that I'm bringing him back with us, Woody.
Yeah?
Jonathan. I don't think he wants to leave. But he is the best. He is great. Anyway, it's beautiful here, man.
What kind of food are we talking? What's the freebies on the food?
So first of all, can I just tell you, Sacramento up there, and it was funny because I heard this more than once over the last week. Sacramento up, we try to stay away from San Francisco and L.A. and all their problems.
Okay.
And I know it's easier said than done because they're big cities. But it's like, no, we're a different part of the state. We get taxed the same as everywhere else and the high gas prices and everything, but it's different. So we like to say Sacramento up into the Sierra Nevadas, into Lake Tahoe. That's a different part of California, unlike the other part. It's not messed up. That's how they feel. Of course, people are leaving Sacramento right and left too. So maybe that's mm-hmm. not the deal, Woody. Maybe that's
just get involved politically out there, man. Maybe make some changes. Maybe run for something.
No,
I think you have a shot to win a political election. I know they'd find some stuff on you. I know that's what your concern would be.
No,
but I would help you with your campaign. I'd make sure nothing came out.
Why would anybody truly want to be a politician? I've seen on both sides.
Well, I think there's benefits that come with it.
Yeah? Constantly get ripped every day. No matter what you do, you get ripped.
I know,
sides.
But they seem to be really good at picking stocks.
You're destroying
for some
our
reason.
Company.
You ever follow some of those politicians?
No.
Somehow they always pick right on those stocks. Like right before they
a little inside trading there.
I'm not saying that.
Well, that's
I'm
what
just
you're saying.
Saying
exactly
they just seem to have a good track record.
Oh.
So maybe that's a reason you throw your hat in the ring.
I'm not interested.
No,
I got no.
Don't you get to live in a nice house in like a governor's mansion?
Yeah, temporary.
That's true. It is temporary.
Very temporary.
I don't think you do it because you know you'd win.
Where am I going to win?
I think if you ran for a prominent position in South Florida, I think you would win. I think people would vote for you.
Win? Why would somebody?
Even without knowing your politics, I think people would vote for you.
Nobody would vote for me.
Mix things up a little bit, bro.
They start talking about things. I go, I didn't even know that was going on here. Is that something I need to be aware of?
Yeah, but that's why they'll like you, though. Because you're like not the traditional, you know, politician.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about politics, so
you'd
be good at it.
I'm a big dummy. I'm your big dummy.
You'd be a man of the people.
Yeah, that'd be
great. I think people will text in this morning that they would vote for you.
I doubt it. You truly can't win. Anything that comes out of your mouth, somebody's pissed. It's worse than radio.
That's almost like the morning.
Well, that's everywhere.
You've made enemies.
And I got Dolphin fans telling me, You're wrong, and this team's great, and we like what they've done.
I had a guy text in last week that was furious about how they're getting to 11 wins, and you guys are, you know, negative, and yeah.
I hope he's right.
Me too.
Listen, and I want you not only – I hope you're right. I want you to beat your chest. Keep those texts that you have so we can see them, and send it every day. I told you.
I'm just not getting roped in, man. I'm not falling for it again. Because every time we get our hopes high like that, they crush us to dust.
So what are you going to do, Woody?
I'm gonna anticipate that they're going to win 5 games, and if they win 11, we'll be very, very pleased. And if they win 5, we'll be like, all right, well, this is what we expected.
What are you going to win more than 5 games?
I hope so.
Is that what you've come up with?
No, I'm just saying, like, 12? As long as you keep your expectations really low, they can only please you.
I have trouble believing that if Lefty plays 17 games, they're going to win 5.
I agree with you, but I also have a hard time seeing him playing 17 games. But we can all hope. That's, again, that's why you set your expectations low, and you can be pleasantly surprised.
Just stay away from the team then, all right? Just
well, if you think kinda, if you go no, into this thinking that they're going to, you know, they're going to win 11 games and make a run and it doesn't happen, then you're just left disappointed like you are every year.
There'll be plenty of time to get to late November, December, and into early January.
Yeah. Someone, by the way, said you're not old enough for politics. You need to wait 10 years.
That's a good point. I don't know if I'd have a lot of people supporting me.
I think you would.
I don't think so.
As your official campaign manager, I think you'd do well.
Well, you wouldn't help. You wouldn't be good for business.
I'd feed them good stories about you. I'd have you out doing community work.
Do my own community work. I don't need a camera with me every time I do community work. That's the other thing. You want to do something, do it because you want to do it.
Yeah, you do that. I'll worry about the public relations aspect of the
whole
thing.
Are you done? Seriously, this is the last thing I want to do for next 2 hours is hear you talking about
running
politics.
For a political.
You know what? This just tells me you've been reading and watching too much of this stuff. You have.
My Twitter feed is a mess right now. No question. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on, you know?
There is. But if it affects you, don't read it. If it makes you salty,
I'm trying not to
read
it. They force feed it to me. It's part of the algorithm.
Okay. All right, Woody.
Someone said, I vote for Joe. He can run on the platform to make the Dolphins great again. There you go.
Oh, man. This will be, of all Mike's years, this will be an interesting one. After everything that just took place this offseason, starting with the late thing after the year to the Jalen Ramsey thing, this will be – I am really curious to see how this plays out this year. I am sitting back. I have no idea, but I am really excited to see what this is going to look like because I do, like a lot of people, believe this is a big year for the front office and the coaches. It's a big year. And the sad part is I think there's a lot of good people on those staffs. There's a lot of really good coaches, and I think there's some really good guys in the front office. I do. I think there's some good people. And but if you don't win games, it doesn't matter. And I can tell you the other thing is, if we do have injuries, nobody's going to want to hear about it. Nobody's going to want to hear about the injury bug hitting the team again. Nobody. Nobody. Everybody has injuries. Some teams, yes, more than others, and you can't win, and it starts to affect you, yes. But nobody wants to hear about it. I hear McCaffrey. Oh, McCaffrey hasn't looked so good. Okay. He looks great out there. He's running around. Let's see what happens. Been hurt a lot. Do you expect he's going to stay healthy all season, McCaffrey? That guy's played a lot better than I ever thought he would. I thought he was going to be kind of a pass receiving running back, and I was wrong. Guy ended up being one hell of a running back too, and has had some real good seasons, but he's sneaking up on 30. I don't know what he has left in the tank.
I know the guy I was driving in this morning, Joe, the guy overnight said he thinks McCaffrey's gonna have a monster season. He thinks the 49ers are getting slept on.
They lost a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a lot of guys because of money, and they paid their quarterback.
I don't know how good that quarterback is, by the way.
Me neither.
I went on the radio up there like last season, and that was like before they paid him, and they were like, "Well, do you think we should pay Brock Purdy?" And I was like, I really don't care. You guys have done a lot of winning with him. He has won a lot.
I think there's a lot of divide in that organization. Hmm. But the key guys signed off on it.
I know, but they've done so much winning though, haven't they?
They have. Till last year.
You're entitled to a down year, though, aren't
you? Well, he lost everybody. Everybody was lost a lot of guys. Well, he had one receiver, one of the best tight ends. But hey, listen, man, there's some great stories. There's some great stories. I'll tell you the other team is the Pittsburgh Steelers. That thing is going to be fun to watch with the whole Aaron Rodgers. Anything with Aaron Rodgers.
The good news is ESPN, I'm sure we'll have plenty of coverage for you.
He is so good for business, it's ridiculous. You'd admit that, right?
I think that's going to be one of the best storylines in the league this year.
Yes. The other one's Cleveland. What's going on
there? That is not a good storyline.
It's a big one. When's the last time you heard four quarterbacks have a chance to start?
Well, the one guy can't stop speeding.
That's taking open competition to a whole new level.
Yeah, that's not good, though. Not ideal.
And you drafted one in the third round, one in the fifth round?
Yeah, real good. Just taking their shot, man.
Boy,
maybe they figure if they draft enough of them, they'll finally hit on one.
Well, I care about what happens here in South Florida. And getting some guys going, some guys have some bounce-back years, some coaches. Listen, Mike has got – I'll say one thing for Mike McDaniel. He is not afraid to hire coaches that are really good. He's got more coordinators on his staff, Frank Smith, Bevel, Slowick, they got, who was offensive coordinator for the Texans last year. If they can't figure out with that group how to get Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill the ball, then we have a problem. If that group can't figure out, once again, Tyreek Hill running around running 10 100 meters and Jaylen Waddle had a real nice offseason, wants to get going. He obviously doesn't want to have 58 catches for 700 yards. He wants to get going. He heard it. Those coaches that you've hired, I believe Bobby Slowick's there. One of the reasons he's there is to help get that passing game going. So anyway, I got a lot of guys, man, a lot of guys sitting together at night coming up with plans for Tua and his receivers to have a better success this year and get a backup quarterback ready to go. All right. Right now, before we go, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. My jeweler has been for 35 years. Well, I'll tell you what, this stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for $3,999, been a big hit. I didn't realize how big it was going to be. But a lot of people go, all right, I'm getting engaged. I don't have a lot of money. What's going on? I want to see what it looks like. And you go, holy, that thing's unbelievable. It's gorgeous. You got to go see it in person. If you're on a tight budget and you're ready to pop the big question and you badly need a diamond ring right now, wait until you see this beautiful diamond ring at Beverly's Jewelers. I'm telling you, it's special. Listen, on top of that, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too, in Fort Lauderdale or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers or South Florida gets engaged.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got there, Okeechobee head?
Hey man, what's going on out there? It's serious delays on Okeechobee.
Oh, you know, we can't have Okeechobee having some problems. Yeah.
All right, Joe, we got a new documentary here. I feel like
what
I
now?
Do this every week. We have another documentary of a celebrity soccer team owner. This time it happens to be Tom Brady. And Tom Brady owns a stake in some team in the second tier of English soccer, Birmingham City FC.
Yeah.
And obviously Ryan Reynolds and the other guy, I'm forgetting his name, does that show with the...
Yeah, that thing whatever that show really is really popular.
Yeah,
I think they've had some good teams, too.
I guess Brady is trying to... Rob McElhenney, that's the guy's name. Wrexham is the team. But yeah, so I guess Brady trying to jump in on the whole soccer documentary thing here, Joe.
I think Mr. Brady's doing just fine. Apparently... Boy, I really enjoyed TMZ coverage of Tom Brady at the wedding. My God, nobody had a better time than Tom Brady.
Well, did you hear the two girls he's been rumored to be with?
Yes.
Sofia Vergara and Sydney Sweeney jumped in the rumor mill there, too.
I don't know, but that little 53-year-old's got one hell of a body.
If beautiful he lands girl. Sydney beautiful Sweeney, girl. then Brady is officially the GOAT. It would be it will be undisputed at that point.
You know what?
What?
You got to give Tom credit. I mean, he's got the green light now. I mean, the ex has had a kid and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Tom's got the green light and to enjoy himself and get out there. See, I just wish Aaron Rodgers would watch Tom Brady, how he does things. That's the way you do them. Tom Brady went over there and had fun.
I think he wants to be Tom Brady. I just don't think he has it in him.
No, he can't be Tom Brady.
Brady's not worried about, you know, conspiracies and such. He's worried about landing Sidney Sweeney.
I don't know.
Which, by the way, again, if he does that, no more debates.
I think Tom Brady right now just wants to have a little fun.
Yeah, I know. It seems like he's having it. All right, speaking of fun, Joe, Cooper Flagg made his NBA Summer League debut. They had over 1 million people watch this thing. Went against Bronny James there.
He had 10 points the first game, and what, he had 31 last night? And they said, that's it, you're done.
They shut him down, man. They shut
enough.
Him down.
Enough. You're ready to go in the NBA. You don't need these games. It's a waste of time for you. Don't get hurt.
Yeah. By the way, the only ones that have averaged more viewers, Joe, Victor Wembanyama made his debut, a little under 1.4 million. Zion Williamson had a little over 1.6 million viewers in his debut.
I could see that. He was a freak, yeah.
Yeah, remember how excited people were for him? Then he's essentially ate his way out of the league.
You know, you went to fat shaming.
No,
I didn't. You just went to a form of fat shaming.
Did you see the guy in Kansas City fat shamed Mahomes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even want to get to that story until you were back because that reminded me of you.
Did he get in trouble?
I don't know if he got in trouble. I'm guessing he's blackballed from everything the Chiefs are doing. Strange take, by the way. I saw the pictures of Mahomes that he was talking about. I'd like to be fat like that.
The problem for for Mahomes, he wears those pads around his to protect himself, and it makes him look bigger. But
no, he had shirtless pictures. He came down to Miami for a boat party.
What are you saying? He didn't have a...
So there were shirtless pictures.
Carol Owens picture?
No, I mean, again, like, if that's fat, I'd like to be fat like that.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of room to talk.
He's not, like, shredded, but he looked fine.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing he's in pretty good shape, just a guess.
Yes.
All right, Joe, being in good shape.
Doesn't affect his football at all, no.
Formula One, they are headed to Apple after ESPN declined to match. It looks like Apple going to pay... in the $150 million range here.
Really?
For Formula One. Formula One has gotten very popular, as you know. They got the show on Netflix. They got the movie that just came out. The movie's awesome, by the way.
I think they're doing this because they can sell it. Somebody did their homework and said, there are a lot of high-end clients we can sell.
There are so many people bidding for TV rights now for live sports. It is truly remarkable what this has turned into.
You're right. They keep lining up, man, starting with Big Daddy, the NFL. God, it's crazy.
All right, speaking of Big Daddy, brings us to our final story here, Joe. We have an unusual item that has hit the auction block here. Hugh Hefner's typewriter that he used to publish the first issue of Playboy.
Yeah.
I don't know if this does anything for you. I don't know if you want to go back to your old days here.
No.
This is, no?
Well, I don't want to go back to anything I did in the 80s. I really done.
I just think it's amazing.
It's very hurtful to people in my life.
You didn't have computers back then, so this was it.
Let's get to him. So what's it going to go for?
Well, Joe, it went for $162,000 in 2018. They're unsure what it's going to go for here at this point.
Huh.
But that was what it sold for last time. $162,000. It's just weird.
I would have loved.
There's collectors for everything.
I would have loved in the 80s to be invited to that place. That would have been.
You never went?
Nope. Why would I be invited there?
Does it still? I think it's still open, right? It still exists, the mansion.
No. I don't want to go now. I want to go when he had.
What if you got the nod right now?
That pool area was packed.
What if you got the nod right now for like a big party there, and you had to tell your wife, like, listen, this might be the only time I ever get invited to this place. Can I please go?
Nope. Would not be worth it. Nope. Wouldn't even ask.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Would you just do it?
No.
Come up with an excuse after the fact?
I've been terrible about getting away with stuff. Not very good.
I think that'd be a tough thing to turn down.
All right. Well, let me see you try it.
All right.
Mr. I'm not afraid of anything.
Problem is, I don't know anyone that would get invited. You do. You have a lot of celebrity friends.
Yeah, but I'm not going to any of that stuff. Matter of fact, none of those guys are going to any of that stuff.
Texas said, forget Sydney Sweeney if he lands Sophia. He's really the GOAT.
Oh, my God. She's I can't believe she's 53. She is.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And.
Well, Sydney Sweeney's like 25.
There is no question.
Pretty impressive.
Tom may not be interested in her full time, but when she went in that bathing suit, she got Tom's attention. There's no question. No doubt. He went hot damn.
Someone said politically they would vote for you, Joe, if Omar was your opponent, otherwise not sure.
Yeah.
Omar would be a dicey political candidate.
I'm not
I don't even know his politics necessarily, but just in general.
Just when you think you got Omar figured out, he'll just go a different direction on something. You go, where the hell did that come from?
He hit us with some weird stuff last week.
Give me one.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think. Texas would be better telling me this because everything he says is just, unusual.
Well, we keep waiting for Jalen Ramsey. Apparently, he's just moving on. He hasn't said anything, I thought for sure.
He's waiting on a podcast. Someone's going to invite him.
Now, when he goes to camp and they're asking about what people are saying about him, he's going to say something. Not that it matters. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at this point. Coach, in any way he responds, Mike's not going to respond back. I'm talking about guys on my team, not guys that used to be here. That's it. All right, Woody.
Some text on the Dolphins this morning, Joe, which we can get to in the later on in the show. You know, Omar, the one thing he does, he throws all these Tua numbers at you. That makes him sound like an elite quarterback because he has these numbers like in his holster ready to go. And then when you bring up, he hasn't done it against any good teams, and he kind of like concedes the argument there.
He's obviously Tua's part of the narrative on this team. How do you play on the road? How do you play in cold weather on the road? How do you play against good teams? How do you play late in the year? And those are things that Tua's aware of. See if he can get – I'll tell you what, man, a lot of people still talk about his talent and what his throws that he makes and – anticipation throws, I should add, which he does. He throws it to spots, as guys are. Anyway, we need to see more of that for sure.
Funny thing is, it's not going to matter unless they figure out the offensive line. It's all a silly conversation. Like, if it's like last year and he has no time, he's getting knocked on his ass and they have no running game.
Patrick Paul, James
Daniels. None of it's going to matter.
Brewer, Savanaya, and Jackson. There you have it. Starting five.
Texter said, just know, Harold, if you run for office, Ron from Court 3 will run against you 100%. Did Jason Taylor walk out with Morgan Wallen on Saturday night?
Yes.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Someone just texted that in. I did not know that.
I heard that.
Nice. Did they ask you?
Why do you always do that? Why do you always
say that? I know you like country music.
Why are you throwing any of this? Why towards me? Is that your go-to?
I know you like country music. You're a fan.
It's weak. You're weak sauce today. Your stuff's weak. All right. Hey, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Nothing weak about them. Dr. Swartzen, man, I may have to call you today. It's very important. I love talking about their sports medicine program. I got to tell you, man, when it comes to injuries, where do the pros go? And enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. All trust the great doctors and one of the top sports medicine programs in the country at Baptist Health South Florida. They do a lot of things really well here in South Florida as they continue to build more facilities and do great work. But it's the sports specialists and surgeons that they put together for the knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement, Achilles, with new facilities at Hard Rock Stadium and 595 and Pine Island Implantation. I just want to let you know, the reason we're talking about it is because you're going to be able to see those same doctors work on high school, college, and professional athletes every day. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy. Back out playing the sports you love the most.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.